Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Pregnancy Encyclopedia, All Your Questions. Answer by DK is a non-fiction pregnancy reference book designed to guide readers through conception, pregnancy, birth, and the early newborn period. Structured as an accessible question and answer encyclopedia, it covers a wide range of topics that expecting parents commonly want explained. From fetal development and body changes to nutrition, exercise, medical care, labor, delivery, breastfeeding, and newborn basics. The book is notable for presenting information in an organized thematic format, making it easier to locate answers quickly rather than reading it as a continuous narrative. It also uses full-color photographs, illustrations, and infographics to clarify medical and biological processes that can otherwise feel abstract or overwhelming. Positioned as an educational companion for first-time parents and other expecting readers, the book aims to combine expert-informed explanations with visual clarity so that users can better understand what is happening in the body and why common pregnancy decisions matter. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a question and answer structure built for fast pregnancy reference. One of the book's most distinctive features is its question and answer format, which turns pregnancy information into a practical reference tool rather than a dense medical manual. This matters because pregnancy raises many short, immediate questions that do not always fit a linear chapter flow. Readers may want to know what a symptom means, how a development stage works, or whether a routine change is normal, and the encyclopedia style makes that kind of lookup easier. The book organizes roughly 300 topics by theme, which gives it both breadth and navigability. Instead of requiring readers to work through a full argument or story, it allows them to move directly to the subject they need. That structure also reduces friction for anxious or tired readers who may not have the attention span for longer technical texts. In practical terms, the format supports repeated use throughout pregnancy because questions change as the body, baby, and medical schedule progress. Its design, therefore, reflects the real way many people seek pregnancy information in small, urgent, and highly specific bursts. Secondly, coverage of pregnancy, from conception through birth and early newborn care. The book is broad enough to function as a full pregnancy guide, not just a pre-birth handbook. Its coverage spans the stages from becoming pregnant through labor, delivery, breastfeeding, and newborn care, so readers can use it across the entire transition into parenthood. This is important because pregnancy education is not limited to fetal growth or delivery preparation. It also includes practical decisions about health, routines, and what happens immediately after birth. By including medical care, fetal development, exercise, nutrition, and labor, the book presents pregnancy as a connected sequence rather than isolated concerns. That sequence helps readers understand how choices in one stage can affect later stages, such as how nutrition and exercise support well-being, or how medical monitoring helps track progress and identify risks. The inclusion of newborn care also extends the book's value beyond birth itself, which makes it especially useful for first-time parents who may want a single resource that bridges prenatal and early postpartum questions. This range is a key reason the book is often described as a one-stop pregnancy encyclopedia. Thirdly, visual explanation through photographs, illustrations, and infographics. The book relies heavily on visual material, and that is more than a design choice, because pregnancy involves internal changes that are difficult to picture from text alone. Full-color photographs, illustrations, and infographics help explain what is happening inside the body of the pregnant person and the developing baby, which can make complex medical and biological processes easier to grasp. This is especially useful for topics such as fetal growth, bodily changes, and procedures discussed in prenatal care, where visual explanation can reduce confusion and support memory. The book's visual approach also benefits readers who learn better from images than from dense prose. Rather than forcing readers to interpret abstract descriptions, it presents information in a format that can be scanned, compared, and revisited. The inclusion of partner-related visuals also signals that pregnancy affects family dynamics, not just the pregnant individual. In a category often dominated by text-heavy advice books, the integration of visuals gives this title a more approachable and instructional feel. It turns the book into a learning tool that is both informative and easier to use under the emotional and physical strain that can accompany pregnancy. Fourthly, expert-informed guidance on nutrition, exercise, and medical care. A major strength of the book is its practical focus on everyday decisions that shape a healthy pregnancy. Nutrition, exercise, and medical care are central topics because they directly influence how readers manage routine life while pregnant. The book's value lies in explaining why these areas matter, not just listing rules. Nutrition coverage helps readers think about supporting fetal growth and maintaining maternal health, while exercise guidance addresses how to stay active safely and manage physical changes. Medical care sections are important because pregnancy often involves appointments, screenings, and discussions that can feel unfamiliar or intimidating, especially for first-time parents. By presenting these subjects in a clear question and answer style, the book can translate professional advice into more accessible language. That makes it useful for readers who want to understand not just what to do, but why certain recommendations exist. The inclusion of expert contributors also strengthens credibility, since pregnancy advice is an area where accuracy matters. Overall, the book positions these topics as interconnected parts of informed pregnancy management rather than isolated rules to memorize. Lastly, a practical resource for first-time parents seeking clarity and reassurance. The book is especially well-suited to first-time parents and expecting readers who want a dependable overview without needing to consult multiple specialized sources. Its practical benefit is not only the amount of information it contains, but the way it reduces uncertainty by organizing common concerns into a manageable format. Pregnancy often brings unfamiliar sensations, terminology, and decisions. And a book like this helps normalize that experience by answering many of the questions readers may feel hesitant to ask. Because it includes topics across pregnancy, labor, and newborn care, it can remain relevant as needs change over time. That continuity makes it more useful than narrower guides that focus only on prenatal wellness or only on birth preparation. In its category, it stands out through the combination of encyclopedic scope, visual explanation, and easy navigation. It is not positioned as a memoir, a personal pregnancy story, or a narrowly medical reference. Instead, it is a broad educational companion designed for repeated consultation. For readers who want one comprehensive, visually accessible guide, that balance is the book's defining advantage. In conclusion, the Pregnancy Encyclopedia, All Your Questions, answered is best for first-time parents, expecting couples, and readers who want a structured, visually supported explanation of pregnancy from start to finish. Its main benefit is clarity. It turns a subject that can feel medically complex and emotionally overwhelming into a set of searchable, theme-based explanations. Readers can use it to understand fetal development, body changes, prenatal nutrition, exercise, labor, birth, breastfeeding, and the basics of caring for a newborn. That makes it useful both as a learning resource and as a reference to return to throughout pregnancy. What sets it apart from many similar books is the combination of encyclopedic breadth, expert-informed answers, and strong visual presentation. Instead of offering only general advice or only medical detail, it bridges accessibility and authority. The question and answer structure also makes it easier to use in real life, when readers usually need quick, specific guidance rather than long chapters. In a crowded pregnancy genre, this book stands out as a practical one-volume guide for people who want comprehensive coverage without sacrificing readability. If you would like to support DK, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.